We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, joyful viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, we have a new cable channel. In Bogotá, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, we have three new cable channels. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú, and in Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. Also in Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khoft Province, channel 21 on Khan Alte Cable TV. In Irtenet City, channel Z26 on Oha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatel, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. In Ulha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Quan U Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a vegetarian event in Washington, D.C., USA promotes the healthy plant-based diet. In environmental news, the United Nations allocates over $4 million to conserve Olaxis or Vietnamese forests and address climate change. In animal news, Uganda's mountain gorilla population is increasing. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 27th, is Independence Day of the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, observing its self-government achieved in 1979. Made up of the island of St. Vincent and 32 smaller islands of the Grenadines, this idyllic tropical paradise is home to St. Vincent Botanical Gardens. It was founded in 1765 and is one of the oldest in the Western Hemisphere. Great diving and bird-watching locales enhance the splendor of these picturesque isles. It is also the Independence Day of Turkmenistan, commemorating its autonomy gained in 1991. Located in Central Asia, Turkmenistan is known for its carpet making, one of the country's longest lasting arts, dating back to the 6th century BC. Its rich history is reflected in the State Historical and Cultural Park Ancient Merv, among the most ancient and best preserved urban centers along the Central Asian trading route. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May the friendly people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Turkmenistan have a splendid Independence Day with loved ones.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. On September 30th, a powerful 7.6 magnitude tremor struck near Padang, the capital of Indonesia's West Sumatra province. With a human toll of at least 1,115 lives and nearly 2,000 others who suffered injury, the quake also caused damage to hundreds of thousands of homes. The tremors also triggered landslides that blocked all roads to Padang, where fires ignited, bridges collapsed, and broken water pipes caused floods.
Expressing her sorrow and prayers for the victims, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000 in aid, an amount that could purchase $180,000 in urgent items if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Indonesia.
As Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team via foreign group.
October 14th, 2009, Most Loving Master, regarding relief work in Indonesia. Covering our own travel and related expenses, we quickly set out to Padang to conduct relief work using Master's donation and an additional $7,679 contribution from our association members. After arriving in Padang on October 4th and consulting with the local Red Cross, we immediately delivered the needed relief materials, which included food, drinking water, tents, and blankets, as well as SOS flyers to the most affected areas of Pariaman.
Many victims were touched to tears by Master's love and comfort because it was the first relief to have reached them. Many miracles occurred throughout our relief work. Thank you so much, Master, for your ever-loving guidance and protection. With deep gratitude, association members from Medan Center, Indonesia.
Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following response. Thank you, Golden Hearts, for all your loving efforts and devotion to ease some suffering of the afflicted. May God bless your land. All my love, Qinghai.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share this information with our viewers and thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's supportive care that helps ease the distress of the quake victims and send thanks to our association's relief team for their sincere efforts.
We pray for the swift recuperation of all the affected Indonesian people and that such tragedies subside as humanity's gentler ways help to restore Earth's balance.
Belajar matematika.
Earthquakes jolt Iran and United Arab Emirates. On Saturday, a 4.2 magnitude quake struck the southern town of Faraghan in the Hormozgan province of Iran. On the same day, a magnitude 3.4 quake hit Diba al-Hisin in the United Arab Emirates and was felt in the Emirates of Fujairah and Ras al-Khaimah. Thankfully, there were no reports of damage or casualties for either quake. We are glad to know of everyone's safety in the quake-stricken regions. With Allah's grace, may such potential dangers be eased as we strive for greater kindness toward all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Princess Haya of Jordan opens Children's Hospital in South Africa. The United Nations Messenger of Peace, Her Royal Highness Princess Haya Bint al-Hussein, has inaugurated the Sheikha al-Jalila House for the Walter Sisulu Pediatric Cardiac Center for Africa, or WSPCCA. WSPCCA is a charity that serves less fortunate children with cardiac conditions across Africa. As global patron of the charity, Princess Haya has been carrying forward her mother Queen Alia's legacy in caring for the most vulnerable. Our respectful appreciation, Your Royal Highness, for opening doors and hope for children in need. May the new facility offer the promise of a new life for many youth across Africa.
Welsh newspaper commends charitable contribution from Supreme Master Ching Hai to save the country's forest. In an article published on Wales Online, as well as the print version of the paper, reporter Tim Lewis recognized Supreme Master Ching Hai's generous donation of £100,000 to the organization Woodland Trust.
This charity seeks to preserve ancient forests throughout the United Kingdom, with one of its most recent projects being to save a valley region of Snowdonia National Park in Wales. The following are excerpts from Mr. Lewis's article entitled Spiritual Leader Gives £100,000 to Save Valley.
A fight to conserve an area of Snowdonia woodland has received an unexpected boost from the other side of the world. Spiritual teacher and artist Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has raised millions of pounds in humanitarian aid for people in need across the globe, has given her backing to a campaign by the Woodland Trust. Vietnamese-born Supreme Master Ching Hai donated £100,000 to the Trust's campaign to buy a 1,000-acre valley called Kum Minak near Dol Ketlai in Snowdonia. The unexpected windfall came with a personal message thanking the Woodland Trust for its initiative in recreating and conserving the ancient Celtic rainforests of Wales for the benefit and enjoyment of all. Supreme Master Ching Hai is the leader of a worldwide group which says it is committed to positive thinking, humanitarian work, and solutions to climate change and saving the planet. The group has its own 24-hour television station which is broadcast on satellite stations in 60 different countries around the world. Rory Francis of the Woodland Trust said, "It was certainly a shock to us when we were contacted by the Supreme Master's representatives. We were told she had read about our campaign and was interested in donating to our fund." Jerry Langford, the Woodland Trust's director for Wales, said this fantastic donation makes a huge difference.
We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolence and heartfelt concern for the environment and the Earth's life-giving trees. Our thanks to journalist Tim Lewis and Wales Online for raising awareness of forest conservation, and our gratitude and well wishes for Woodland Trust's eco-conscious endeavours. With such noble examples as these, may more and more people endeavour to preserve nature's irreplaceable treasures.
Tunisian president re-elected. Announcing final election results on Monday, October 26th, the country's interior ministry stated that incumbent President Zine Al-Abidine Ben Ali had won nearly 90% of the popular vote. The leader, who will be serving his fifth consecutive term, has pledged to continue building Tunisia into a developed country and to focus on improving economic factors such as the employment rate. Congratulations, Your Excellency, on your re-elected post. We send our best wishes for achieving your goals of bettering the lives of fellow Tunisian citizens.
Town surrounded by pig farms gripped by superbug MRSA. A few years ago, Thomas Anderson, MD, a country doctor in Camden, Indiana, began seeing a large number of people with methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, a flesh-eating antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Dr. Anderson himself and three of four of his children also became victims of the MRSA epidemic. His wife and teacher, Mrs. Cindy Anderson, described the incurable MRSA in a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television.
Some people will get, like my daughter, like a rash all over her leg. Then it will usually come to a head in several different spots, and they will have a boil, a huge, very painful boil, and the skin will get red and swollen, maybe up to 6 inches across. Sometimes the boils are so deep that there's actually a hole there for a while. It's very, very painful, and people are miserable when they have it. And even though the boils may go away, once you have it, it will come back.
Dr. Anderson suspected the prevalence of MRSA may be related to the pig farms in and around his county. Such farms have been identified by many health experts as breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA due to their regular abuse of antibiotics as a feed additive promoting weight gain. Sadly, Dr. Anderson, who was known to make space in his own home for patients who could not afford a hospital, passed away before he continued his investigation of the pig farm implication.
If he had lived, he might have read about the studies conducted in Denmark, the Netherlands, and the US, which have found high infection rates of a newly identified MRSA strain, both in pigs and nearby humans, such as pig farmers. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, MRSA kills more people in the U.S. each year than AIDS.
There have been so many cases. I'm not sure I had one student out of 60 that hasn't had MRSA or knows of somebody that has a friend that had MRSA.
Tragically, pig farms are the source of not only antibiotic-resistant bacteria, but also of new influenza viruses, such as the currently prevalent swine flu. New flu deaths in Hong Kong and Turkey were most recently added to the official global tally, which now stands at 5,850 fatalities. In the U.S., deaths have exceeded 1,004, with President Barack Obama declaring swine flu a national emergency to help facilitate patient care.
Hospitals across the country will be allowed to transfer people to alternative facilities, such as schools and nursing homes, if they become overwhelmed with a massive influx of patients. Worldwide, swine flu is believed to have infected tens, if not hundreds of millions, and is spreading far too fast to record most cases.
We thank Mrs. Anderson for sharing her town's experience and send our sympathies to her family as one of so many who have lost loved ones due to such livestock-related illnesses. May we soon come to terms with the far-reaching public health risks of animal agriculture and shift our societies to the holistic, plant-based diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Sudanese staff members freed. Two members of Libya's charitable Gaddafi Foundation have been released in Darfur, Sudan, following a brief detainment. Sudan's State Minister Abdel Baki Gilani confirmed on Friday that there had been a misunderstanding, with the men being freed as soon as it was cleared. We thank Minister Gilani and Sudan for the swift resolution of this matter, wishing the two men a joyous homecoming and heaven's blessings for peace throughout the Darfur region.
Rare meeting of United States and North Korean envoys in New York. On Saturday, October 24th, United States Special Envoy for North Korean Denuclearization, Sung Kim, met with visiting Ri Gun, North Korea's lead negotiator for the country's nuclear program. Both then traveled to attend the Northeast Asia Cooperative Dialogue in San Diego, California on Sunday. Mr. Ri, who had been invited for a visit by private organizations, was granted a visa by the U.S. government for his stay. Our congratulations, envoys Sung Kim and Ri Gun, for your amicable meetings. May harmonious diplomacy prevail in relations between the United States and North Korea.
Save our planet. Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay make forest conservation pledge. During a recent UN-sponsored World Forestry Conference that gathered 3,500 delegates from 160 countries in Argentina, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, stated that the equivalent of 36 football fields are deforested each minute, calling for a net deforestation rate of zero by 2020 through a combination of reducing the rate of trees felled along with replanting.
Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina, a country with only 30% of her rainforest remaining, joined with their pledges to achieve this goal. South America is home to the world's largest remaining tropical rainforest, where destruction has been driven by the meat-producing cattle industry and soya crops, the vast majority of which are fed to livestock. The conclusions from this meeting are being carried as recommendations to the December Climate Summit in Copenhagen.
Bravo, and many thanks, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and all World Forestry Conference participants for your commitment to preserving vital forests. Let us all act similarly to sustain our biosphere through a respect for the sanctity of all life.
Speaking at an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded of meat's extreme harm to the environment, along with the promise of a better future if humanity chooses the veg solution.
We're too busy normally to think that we have better alternative. Meat being the most environmentally destructive food you can ever imagine. But once people are aware of the effect of their choices, they will change, and they do change. The veg trend now is on the way, unstoppable. We have hope to save the planet. For example, see, when people see the images of the polluted air, water, and land due to meat production. If they hear or read the shocking facts that one-third of all our land is given to the meat industry, or that 80% of the deforested Amazon rainforest was for livestock grazing, or that at least 80% of all global warming is caused by meat eating, many people will change. I hope all will change, and very soon.
Save our planet. Prince Albert II honored for environmental contributions. In California, USA, this past week, His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco attended a gathering of eco-friendly stars who came to support his green crusade. To date, he has donated $23 million for climate change initiatives through the Prince Albert II Foundation, where 127 conservation projects are underway around the world. Celebrities like U2's The Edge, Julian Lennon, Lionel Richie, Hollywood actor Chris Noth, and others came to show their support.
Earlier in the week, the prince was also recognized with the Roger Ravel Prize from the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of San Diego for his work in addressing global warming. Our sincere accolades and admiration, Your Serene Highness, for your noble efforts and achievements. Surely your actions inspire us all in uniting to create a stable future for all Earth's inhabitants.
Save our planet. Scottish Finance and Sustainable Growth Secretary John Swinney announces grants of $1.1 million for the homes of those most in need to reduce fuel costs and harmful emissions while improving energy efficiency.
Save our planet. Tennessee Valley Authority, the largest public utility in the U.S., expands its offerings as it announces the purchase of 200 megawatts of sustainable energy from two projects in the states of North and South Dakota.
I'm Billy the Goat, and I love my vegan diet. Today, I'd like to share a household tip. If your painting projects last more than one day, you don't have to wash your paint brushes each time. To save water or other cleaning substances, you can snugly wrap the brush or roller in a plastic bag that you have kept for recycling or reusing. Make sure you squeeze out all the air pockets and store away from the light. The next day, remove the covering, and you are ready to get started. This works on oil and water-based paints. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, for the worldwide weather.
In Veg News, a vegetarian event promotes earth-saving plant-based fare in the United States Capitol. The DC Veg Fest held at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., was hosted by the local groups Compassion Over Killing and the Vegetarian Society of D.C. Featured speakers discussing the benefits of a vegetarian diet included famous author Rory Friedman, NBC4 News anchor Wendy Reiger, and vegan bodybuilder Kenneth Williams.
Food and how we grow food, including the way we treat animals, it contributes vastly to global warming. We are really destroying the planet just so that we can eat, and we're not even feeding everybody.
At the food gathering, there were also cooking demonstrations, veggie samples, and many exhibitors. Our deep thanks, Compassion Over Killing and the Vegetarian Society of DC, for doing your best to encourage a diet of kindness. May a vegan and tranquil world soon be realized.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
In environmental news, the United Nations initiates over a $4 million US dollar project to conserve Olexi's Vietnamese forests and address climate change. The two-year UN collaborative program on reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, RED, in Au Lac, Vietnam, is being funded by Norway. RED is co-sponsored by the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, the UN Development Program, and the UN Environment Program, and will be implemented locally by Au Lac's Ministry of Agricultural and Rural Development. The joint endeavor will provide financial incentives for Au Lac to preserve its majestic and diverse forests. Our sincere gratitude, participating United Nations organizations, Norway, and Au Lac, for your dedication to protecting the life-sustaining trees. May all people, organizations, and governments work with one focus of helping our fragile planet regain its natural balance. Up next on Noteworthy News, the number of mountain gorillas in Uganda doubles over the last 30 years. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. More engaging news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joy-inspiring news for a happier world. In animal news, Uganda's mountain gorilla population is increasing. According to Mr. Moses Mapisa Wafula, the executive director of Uganda Wildlife Authority, the number of these intelligent primates has doubled in the last 30 years. There are now 380 in the country, which is over half of the world's population of 720. This is wonderful news, Mr. Moses Mapisa Wafula and Uganda Wildlife Authority. With continued conservation and support, may these amazing beings flourish happily in healthy habitats.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Doctor's Orders.
Bác sĩ nói với bệnh nhân, à, bây giờ ông có thể ra về được rồi đó, nhưng mà nhớ kiêng thuốc lá, rượu mạnh và đánh bạc nhé ông. Bệnh nhân ngạc nhiên. À, bác sĩ cấm tôi hút thuốc, uống rượu thì phải rồi. Còn chuyện đánh bạc thì ăn nhậu gì với bệnh tình của tôi đâu. Bác sĩ nói, có chứ, ông phải tiết kiệm tiền bạc để trả cho tôi chứ.
And now for our viewers' hotline about Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World, California, USA, on Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television.
You are three times blessed for your great work about these important things. Please go on. Vivek is the true way. Thank you. Nagual from Italy.
Noble Nagual, Vegan World Day this year 2009. Started by American radio host Bob Linden of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, with special honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai, was indeed a momentous day. As Supreme Master Ching Hai, esteemed scientists and concerned experts have shown, the non-violent, animal-free diet is the only way to save our planet from reaching the point of no return, runaway global warming. Please share this vital fact with all your warm-hearted Italian co-citizens, with divine light and love.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom always be our guide in life. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pyotr Poroshenko visits his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in an effort to renew relations, after which he announces their resolution to address all matters through dialogue and negotiations.
The U.S. military has begun using computerized virtual reality to help soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to process their memories of past events, with 75% reporting significant recovery.
Working with Orlaxese or Vietnamese researchers, Dr. Jung Ho Kim of South Korea has found that the plant known as vegetable lamb produces substances that may be beneficial in osteoporosis treatment.
His Majesty King Amswadi III of Swaziland visits Kuwait and meets with the Emir, His Highness Sabah al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah, to further their expansion of bilateral ties.
Teenager and cancer survivor Carl Casper of Pennsylvania, USA, has raised $15,000 by collecting aluminium soda can tabs, which he has donated to the Ronald McDonald House for Families of Cancer Patients.
With the support of Qatari community members, the Qatar Animal Welfare Society, or QAWS, is able to rebuild their shelter after a fire with an improved new structure that will also house educational facilities.
With gear donated by New Balance Athletic Shoe Incorporated, homeless persons in Dallas, Texas, USA train for a 5-kilometer race alongside business people and other fitness buffs to raise money for local shelter, The Bridge.
Following the resuming of their country's relations, Cuban Ambassador Pedro Pablo Prada Quintero is received by Salvadorian Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez for the first official visit in nearly 50 years.
In response to the advocacy of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the cruel rabbit throwing contest in the rural town of Waiau, New Zealand, is cancelled.
His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia has dispatched a plane to Niger carrying 65 tons of food supplies and electrical appliances to aid victims of recent floods and heavy rains.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.